All right. Scene one, welcome and setup. Go.
You're supposed to say action.
Action.
That's great. Okay. Since we know you're not home, please also type in your home. That's great. Since we know you're not home, please also type in your house's security alarm code, and we'll send someone around to make sure your valuables are somewhere safe.
What? You think we do this show?
Hold on. Matt, you screwed up
valuables. Pause.
I did?
You screwed up. Yeah, you said valuables.
I cannot work this
valuables.
Way.
Oh, valuables.
I can't work this way. All right, good. Try to get back.
The second line, and we're already
page one, line two, take five.
Matt actually hyphenated valuables.
Valuables.
All right, good. Now look at all the right. Monitors to right and smile, suckers. Thanks, go. Yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah. Now look at. Yeah, now look at the monitor to your right and smile, suckers. Nah, I don't like the way I said that. Yeah, now look at the monitor to your right and smile, suckers. All right, scene two. Scene two, intro, action. For a brief moment, you have been among its many listeners.
From the very beginning, WW Today has sought to reach out to one another to bridge the gaps between us, to communicate.
He'll never get that D in there.
that was a really good Cronkite. That was just,
it was perfect, but he said WW today.
I know, do that all the time.
All right, so do it again. That was a great Cronkite. Do it again. All right, go ahead.
And to get away from our crazy families for 3 blessed hours per week.
And that's the only one that hasn't made a mistake yet. Just say.
All right, scene 3, Woolly Mammoth. All right, I'll do Jeremy Irons, and then it's Scopy. You got most of it. Scopy, do you understand what you're saying here? All right, boys, let's get this puppy into the studio. Yep. Watch out for those tusks. All right.
I got it.
You're going to be snappy on this one, though, right? Across a... well, hold on. Action!
That was good.
I had to mute myself for Scopy. I thought that was a great line.
That was great.
8,000 BC.
All right. Cave painting, scene 4, action.
It's from Mary in Ethiopia. She writes, buffalo, antelope, handprint, something that looks like an iguana. Does anybody speak Neanderthal?
Oh, that's good.
All right, Annette.
It's just one of those words. You know, we all have our words.
All right, it's Mary. All right, it's Mary from Ethiopia. She writes, buffalo, antelope, handprint. Something that looks like an iguana. So if you go through the ride, these are the actual things. These are the actual symbols that are painted on the back of the cave.
Okay.
So if you look at a picture, so it goes left to right: buffalo, antelope, handprint. Something that looks like an iguana.
I will try to make Lynn happy.
Thank you. That's all I ask. All right. Scene 4. Take 2. Action.
It's Mary in Ethiopia. She writes. Buffalo, antelope, handprint, something that looks like an iguana? Does anyone speak caveman?
I do. Beth is asking if the Gravlax is coming back to Food and Wine.
Food and Wine ended last month.
Yeah, and Neanderthals are extinct. How old is this question?
Moving on, David from Windsor writes, big horse, little horse, French-looking guy doing a split. Lit in midair. Seriously, does anyone screen these letters?
All right, so I'm going to start with... So scene 5, Egypt. Go.
Are you almost done with the papyrus? Last Sunday's live show just came out on iScroll.
Almost, Cleo. Slave Newell, take a letter. Dear Becky, I would like a pyramid view at Port Orleans Riverside. Pharaoh-sized bed. Close to the lobby... and the river. I know everyone calls it the Sasagula, but clearly we're in denial. Joke. Anyway, please send your manservant and chariot back with a quote. Oh, and will I get magic bands?
That's good.
That's really good.
Phoenician merchants trade copies of the podcast for goods and information at distant ports of call. To help the show's popularity, they created the first common alphabet to share the podcast across the Mediterranean.
Yeah, so you can...
Yeah! All right, okay. Scene 9, Rome falls. Action. But all was not lost, for far across the land, from Cairo to Cordoba, Islamic scholars...
The Jews! Don't forget the Jews!
Jewish... The Jews! Don't forget the Jews!
Too bad he couldn't have done it in a Mel Brooks kind of voice.
Oh my god.
Don't forget the Jews!
I know. The Jews! Don't forget the Jews! Alright, here we go. Where we hire sweaty men to run steam-powered printing presses and small children to distribute the podcast on street corners. Okay.
Woof!
Easy, easy, puppy dog. Easy, easy. All right, here we go. Where we hire sweaty men to run steam-powered printing presses and small children... Puppy dog! Puppy dog. Where we hire... Here we go. Where we hire sweaty men to run steam-powered printing presses. Scene 12, cinema operators and radio. You ready? All right, go. Annette?
So sorry about that. I have no idea what just happened. Other than I'm popping a top. Hold on a minute.
Ah, yeah.
You're popping your top?
B-O-O-B-I-E.
Like, yeah.
Oh my god, it's real life. It's real life.
It's life imitating art.
Right.
Hello, Houston. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to get your thoughts on that Mission to Mars ride. Trust me, it's highly inaccurate.
I screwed it up. Hold on. Stop laughing.
Who is hawking one? I mean, what?
It's me. And action. Matt, here's your problem. You've got a line that says, go to 531-8008. What does that even mean?
Boobies. I come off as like a pervert.
All he talks about is boobies.
Happens when you don't write the script.
Yeah, so.
All right, so Matt, you're going to say, welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future? And then we all say, your future. All right? So we're going to do... So it's welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future? And then we all say, like, one
your
beat.
Your future.
Your future. Right.
Your future.
And then, yeah, your future. Like that. Your future. Got it, Annette?
Yep.
Your future.
Yep. Your future.
All right, let's give it a try. All right, scene 18. Let's take a look. Action.
Welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future?
Your future.
That's stuck.
That was horrible.
All right, let's do it again. Matt, do it again.
Welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future?
Your future.
Well, you guys are waiting like three beats.
All right.
Welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future?
So after Matt says future, go one, two, three, your future.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
Welcome to the future. Or should we say, your future?
Your future. Oh, boy.
So we can't count right either.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. One. Okay, let's do it again. One more time.
How about we do this? Let Matt say his line, then Len count, and I'll edit out the count, and then we can say, we'll go one, two, three. Your future.
So I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do one, two, three, your future.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three, your future. All right, and go.
Welcome to the future, or should we say your future?
One, two, three.
Your future.
People are killing me here. People are killing me. All right, let's do it again. One, two, three.
Your future.
One more time. One, two, three.
Your future.
I'm building in a pause for you people.
Mike and Annette are on a delay. I don't know where that's coming from. I hate this ride now. I never want to ride it ever again.
One, two, three.
Your future.
Five.
Right.
All right, scene 19. Okay, we're gonna have to all sing Tomorrow's Child. All right, so for Annette, for Tomorrow's Child, you need to start. If the first voice is females, so you need to go Tomorrow's Child, and then we'll all go in and do Tomorrow's Child.
Oh yeah, how's that gonna work?
That's fine.
I don't even know it's a song, so this is just kind of fun. We couldn't say your future together. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, you're going to sing those lines, and then we'll all sing Born Today. Yeah.
The person that doesn't know the song
Skype,
is
Skype
me.
Problems again. Tomorrow's child.
Tomorrow's child. Charting a brand new way. For the future world is born today.
I just think y'all are better than me.
All right. Countdown.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Tomorrow's child.
Good night. 3, 2, 1.
Tomorrow's child. There's two Tomorrow's Child. There's two kids. Two Tomorrow's Child.
I words fail me. All right, here we go. Ready?
It's the last freaking line.
I hope you're recording this whole thing, Noel.
Oh, we're gonna make a gag reel after this.
Leave it like that. It's
holy God. We should have got drunk to do this. Tomorrow's Child. Tomorrow's child. A brand new way.
All right,
for the future world is born today.
Let's see. All right. That sounds good. All right. Well, you got some work ahead of you.
Just a little.